As Christians, it is time to take our rightful position as salt and light in this perverse world in order to transform the spiritual, social, economic, and political fabric of the nations. The destiny of our nations rests in our hands. As God's representatives on earth, we must be willing to declare the position of God in our societies, institutions, families, and wherever we find ourselves. Welcome to Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche, Chairman of the Church of Pentecost. This broadcast is powered by the Church of Pentecost headquarters. Weekly Inspiration, be inspired to transform.
In last week's message, we learned that people who repress their bitter emotions tend to be hypocrites. This is because such people may appear to others as righteous, yet are full of evil or wickedness due to the seeds of resentment still lodging in their heart. Therefore, repressing our emotions is not the best way to deal with bitterness. In this week's message, Apostle Eric Nyamiche uses Joab to buttress why it is wrong to repress our bitter emotions.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We want to thank God for granting us this opportunity to come your way once again. We are still looking at how to deal with bitter spirit. How to deal with bitter spirit. We have said that you can express it, but expressing anger will certainly not satisfy the righteous requirement of God. So that is wrong. We have said that expressing bitter spirit is the most immature way of dealing with bitterness. Then we have moved to look at repression. We are also saying that when we talk about repression, you are trying to repress a feeling, a desire, but time will certainly betray you. People who repress bitterness tend to be hypocrites. They behave as if there's nothing wrong, but on the inside, there's so much anger against someone. So repression is not good. We have done 1-2 episodes on repression. We want to take a third one. Today we want to read from 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 32 and 33. They buried Abner in Hebron, and the king wept aloud at Abner's tomb. All the people wept also. The king sang this lament for Abner. Should Abner have died as the lawless die? Your hands were not bound. Your feet was not fitted. You fell as one falls before the wicked, and all the people wept over him again. This is King David. When he heard of the death of Abner, he wept and sang this lament. He says, the king sang this lament for Abner. Should Abner have died as the lawless die? The King James says that, died Abner as the fool died? Has he died as a fool? Why is the king saying that? He says, your hands were not bound. Your feet were not fitted. And Abner is supposed to be a commander-in-chief. Why is he saying this? Why is he singing this lament? Years back, after the death of Saul, there was this war between the house of Saul and the house of David. It lingered for a while. Abner was the leader of the house of Saul. In fact, he was a mastermind. He was a great warrior. And Ishbosheth, who had taken the throne after his father, Saul, was being controlled by Abner because Abner was a strong man so far as Saul's house was concerned. Somehow, Abner fell out with Ishbosheth and he decided to go and join the camp of David. He had determined to take the whole Israel to David so that Israel would crown David as king. So he went to see David in Hebron. The story was good to David. And David was glad because to have Abner bring whole Israel to you meant that was the end of the civil war. That was a big relief. David welcomed that. But Abner told him he was going to organize his elders and then come back. Abner had killed Joab's brother, Asahel, in battle. When Joab, the commander-in-chief of the house of David came, then he was told that Abner had visited David. This is what he did. And I want to read from 2 Samuel chapter 3 from 23. When Joab and all the soldiers with him arrived, he was told that Abner son of Ner had come to the king, and that the king had sent him away, and that he had gone in peace. So what Joab did was to send for Abner. And then when Abner came, the story continued. Now when Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside into an inner chamber, as if to speak with him privately, and there to avenge the blood of his brother Asahel. Joab stabbed him in the stomach, and he died. Now Joab called Abner back, because Abner thought that there was no problem between the two, because now he's going to make peace. Joab didn't like the idea of Abner coming to make peace, because he had in his spirit to avenge the blood of his brother Asahel, whom Abner killed many years back. So he took him aside, and the scripture says, as if to speak to him privately. That is what people do when they repress bitterness. There is always an as if. You are not sure of their intentions. They are hypocrites. They put up a pretense. They masquerade. They wear a mask. So be very careful. Don't behave like Joab. Don't behave like Absalom. As if to speak with him privately, and there to avenge the blood of his brother Asahel. Joab stabbed him in the stomach and he died. When David heard this, he sang this lament. Has Abner died as a fool died? Why should he die as a fool? Why should he die like a lawless person who didn't know the law? Because you don't avenge anyone's blood in Hebron. So he took him outside the gate of Hebron and then he killed him. And David is saying that Abner should have known. Why? He didn't know. He couldn't have read it, because Joab repressed the bitterness. He took him aside as if to speak to him privately, but he killed him. Don't be an as if person. It is not good to repress bitterness. Time will certainly betray you. Don't do that. When there's evil in your heart, please, let God help you to deal with it. The best way to deal with bitter spirit is to confess it. We'll talk about confession later. God be with you. May I give you space to give your life to Jesus as Lord. And if you want to, please repeat this after me. Dear Lord, I confess my sins and accept Jesus as my personal Savior. If you have prayed this simple prayer in faith, you are born again. God be with you.
Thanks for watching this episode of Weekly Inspiration with Apostle Eric Nyamiche.
In this week's message, we learned that repressed bitter emotions cause people to be unforgiving and vengeful. It is therefore not wise to suppress bitter emotions within, because it is not an effective way to deal with the bitter root in the human heart.
We trust that you have been inspired by this week's message. For prayer, counseling, or inquiries, kindly reach us on 05433-08187 or email us at info.weeklyinspiration@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Till we come your way again, have a blessed week.